the actual march won't start until 4 o'clock. So that's a much better window for us to manage the disruption. And then there are also conditions in relation to the route, whereas previous events, the route's taken us down the main sort of A20 down towards the port itself. This time, the demonstrators will be taken through the underpass and out onto the promenade, and then allow them to peacefully demonstrate further down towards the end when it meets the near the port area.
Is it the first time the Chief Constable has imposed conditions like this?
Of this number, yes. I mean, the you know, these are certainly more than I've been aware of in the previous skeps that we've had. And again, you know, that's part of learning the lessons and trying to reduce and minimise the impact on the local community, because the Chief quite rightly understands that it's a massive impact on everybody in Dover. And, you know, whilst we have a legal obligation to facilitate a peaceful protest, we want to make sure that everybody is as safe as possible, and we can minimise as best we can the disruption to all those local residents and community people.
So roughly how many officers are you going to be having on duty in Dover over the weekend?
Well, because of the evening concert as well, we've got officers in the daytime and officers in the evening, and obviously taking place as well, the procession on the Sunday. So in totality, the number of officers that will be deployed over the whole weekend will be in excess of 700 police officers.
That's an awful lot, isn't it?
It is an awful lot. I mean, obviously, we've got specialists within that mounted section, dog section, and various other specialists that will be there. But the majority of officers will be public order, trained, equipped officers to deal with whatever takes place over that weekend.